NA1SS, NA1SS. This is K6DUE calling on schedule. Over. NA1SS, NA1SS. This is K6DUE calling. Over. NA1SS, this is K6DUE. I can start to hear you coming up through the noise, but still not quite copyable. Try it again. We'll see if you've climbed high enough in the sky. Over. Okay, I believe your signal is getting strong enough, but the voice level is still down a bit, so make sure you're talking very close to the microphone, right up against your lips. And we'll let it go there. School, go ahead with your first question.
Hi, my name's Christina, and I was wondering, what's your favorite food on the ISS? Over.
I'm Christina, this is Jim Lee talking to you, and as you probably know, I think that my favorite food is a bacon sandwich, which I managed to get into a tin, and I'm allowed about one of those every week, so it's my Saturday morning treat, the bacon sandwich.
Hi, my name is Hassan, and I was just wondering, is the oxygen you breathe on the ISS recycled, made, or brought up by supply machines? Over.
Hi Hassan, that's a great question. Well, you know, initially the oxygen was all brought up here on supply vehicles, but now we try and recycle as much as possible. In fact, we make oxygen out of water using electrolysis. So H2O becomes hydrogen gas and oxygen gas, and then we even use the hydrogen gas mixed in with the carbon dioxide that we breathe to make more water. So we try and recycle as much.
My name is Lucas, and my question is, does the International Space Station make noise? What causes the noise, and how do you deal with it? Over.
Hi, Lucas. Yes, there's quite a bit of noise up here, depending on what experiments are going on or which segment we're in. Mostly the noise is caused by ventilation fans, which is what we need to keep air flowing so that we don't get pockets of carbon dioxide. So we just basically deal with the noise, you live with it, and get used to it. If you really want to
Hi, my name is Haley, and I was wondering, on the ISS, do you eat more or less than you did on Earth? Over.
Hi, Haley. I'm eating about the same as I did on Earth now. Initially, for the first few weeks, I probably ate less just because I was getting used to the same, and I didn't really know how much I needed to eat. But suddenly, I found my appetite again, so I'm probably eating just as much as I did on Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Mallory. I was wondering what fun activities you do on the space station. Over.
Hi, Mallory. Great question. I've only been up here 2 weeks, and so for me, the most fun I can have is just going to the window and looking down on beautiful planet Earth. And every time I go there, I see a different part of the planet. I always take my camera, and that's the most fun thing. I think that and also being able to call friends and family, and of course, to speak to people like you by the ham radio. It's all great fun. Over.
Hi, my name is Aiden Murray, and I was wondering, how do you wash your clothes? Over.
Hi, Aiden. Well, you know, we can't really wash our clothes up here, so we just wear them a long, long time. And, for example, our sports kit we get to change out once a week. But a pair of trousers has to last us at least a month, and then we just put on a new pair. Over.
Hi, my name is Olinka Kelly. What is the wind temperature in the ISS? Over.
Can you just repeat that question? I missed that one. Over.
Room temperature. Over.
Yeah, great question. We normally keep about 21 degrees Celsius, and it's a quite comfortable temperature, and of course we're in a normal pressurized atmosphere just like you are on planet Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I wasn't sure, what was the strangest experience you've done during space? Over.
I think the strangest thing will be getting to the International Space Station, you know, to be launched into space on that Soyuz rocket, and then to go through the whole docking, rendezvous and docking procedure, seeing the space station coming towards you, the International Space Station. I think that was probably the most experience.
Hi, my name is Natalie. Do you get to bring one or more personal possessions to the ISS for your time in space? If so, what do you bring? Over.
Hi, Natalie. Yes, we do get a small allowance, and you know, I pretty much filled up mine with photographs and letters from friends and family, which is lovely. So I've got a small crew quarter, and I've got all the walls of plaster now with photographs of friends and family and letters from home. So friends and family back home. Over.
Hi, my name is Ariana. I was just wondering, what inspired you to be an astronaut? When did you realize this? Over.
Hi, Ariana. That's a great question. I've been inspired by many things throughout my life, but, you know, I followed the space program very closely. And when I became a test pilot, for me, to have the opportunity as a test pilot to become an astronaut was just the pinnacle of my career. And I was inspired by many of the astronauts I spoke to, asking them about their career and what it was like, and I decided that was the route I wanted to take.
Hi, my name is Logan. I was wondering, how is sleep and microgravity different in space? Is it a restful sleep? Over.
Hi, Logan. I'm enjoying sleeping in space. Yes, I don't have any problems sleeping at the moment. I just like to float around in my crew quarter, so I don't tie myself down. It's only a small crew quarter, so occasionally I bump up on walls and it doesn't really wake me up. And it's quite fun to just float there. It's a lot of fun, in fact. Over.
Hi, my name is Jessica. What are some dangers of being on the ISS? Over.
Jessica, well, we're always cautious on the space station of things like the depressurization if we were hit by a micrometeorite. We always try to avoid any fires on board the space station that would be bad, or any sort of toxic atmosphere. They're the three health stations, but we practice those emergency procedures.
Hi, my name is Myra, and I am wondering, are you on Twitter? If so, would you be able to send out a tweet either saying hello to us or saying that you spoke to FWHMS here in Blackstone, Massachusetts? Over.
Hi, Myra. Yes, I am on Twitter. After all, this will take me. Likewise, we'll take over and talk to Kelly out here abroad. We'll definitely send out a tweet after we get contact. So, after that,
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I was wondering, what type of tools do you use on a spacewalk, and where do you keep them while working? Over.
Hi, Joshua, great question.
Hi, I'm Thomas. What jobs or tasks do you do daily on the ISS? Over.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, my name is Emma. What is your favorite place to be on the ISS and why? Over.
Hi, my name is Matt, and I was wondering, how long does it take for an astronaut to regain their strength, muscles, and bone health once they are back on Earth? Over.
Yeah, I believe we've lost him over the horizon now.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay,